From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. Toowoomba is known for many things, and one of the most famous is the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers. The 75th Carnival kicked off last Friday, and it runs through to the 7th of October. You can check out what's on the program at the website, tcof.com.au. There's something for everyone, and much of the program is no charge and open to all comers. If you're coming into town, let us know by coming up on the Club Net, held every Sunday at 10 o'clock local on our VHF repeater VK4RDD, or give a call on the repeater when you get here. We're a friendly lot in the Darling Downs and very proud of the carnival, which is at least as good as Floriade and much closer. While you're thinking about carnival, have you checked out the club's Garden City Award? It's very attractive and not hard to achieve. So just perfect as one to aim for if you've just got your licence or if you're getting started with our hobby. And it's open to both transmitters and SWLs. All the details are on the website at ddrci.org.au and click on Awards at the top of the page. One for the diary. Our next club meeting and presentation is on Monday the 14th of October. Also for the diary is our bi-monthly lunch, and that'll be on Saturday the 12th of October. Come along and meet the gang. We'll give you more details in a forthcoming bulletin and on the club website, www.ddrci.org.au. So the dates again: Monday the 14th of October for the meeting, Saturday the 12th of October for lunch, carnival on right now, Garden City Award at any time, and details, ddrci.org.au. I'm John, VK4JPM. Thanks for listening.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tark Inc. retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As the Northern Hemisphere prepares for winter and all that it can bring, we in the South are finding the spring weather is consolidating with the promise of what summer will bring. The long-range weather forecasts paint a picture of warmer weather and variable rainfall, so in one perspective outdoor activities seem promising until the end of the year. We can hope this is true, as the wet season is projected to start early in the top end. It will be interesting if the crocodile nesting season coincides with the computer modelling this year. For the avid tourists to the various major gatherings around the world, the climax has been the Tokyo Hamvention, which saw a number of Aussie amateurs attending. The major news has been the release of new radio models from the three largest Japanese manufacturers, and the prospect that samples will be appearing around the world at smaller events. There's been some tentative pricing information on a flagship model, but with Australia suffering an economic sickness, I suspect very few sales can be expected here. What is interesting is that the radio from Yaesu, apart from its innovative design features, is that it fits the pattern of the shack in a box. Of course, this is not a new segment for this manufacturer, but it is a slot that many smaller manufacturers have been enjoying some fierce competition in promoting. The low-power multimode radio has been well used in various pursuits such as parks, hilltops and other venues, with an outdoors participation that is necessary. The development of alternative battery technology has reduced the weight of a station, which can be comfortably carried in a backpack and conveyed to places not normally accessed by radio hobbyists. Combine these various features with the peak of sunspot cycle, and it's like manna from heaven to the enthusiastic HF QRP operator. Add into the mix the various rigs coming from Asian countries other than Japan, and the accessories for portable operating that are on the market. It is quite opportune to upgrade one station and expand the operating geography we can use. Traditionally, the warmer months are when many contests happen, and with good equipment, good weather, and good band conditions, what more can a happy camper that plays radio be looking for? For me, I think it's in my genes to be frugal, so finding ways to save comes naturally. Building a station tends to be a progressive enterprise with tools, accessories, and equipment added when time and funds allow. Building or home brewing, as we call it, tends to be the most economical way to get items for the station. And it is undoubtedly the most instructive, as we tend to read the manual and research the gear before, during, and after completing a project. Combining retail or swap meet purchases with some time spent at the workbench seems to be a good way to go. Keeping an eye open for bargains on your favourite sales and auction sites can often grab a winner. Whatever we do, enjoy it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.